Bible Study brings you another episode of the Reverb Prepcast, a podcast designed to help you get ready to teach God's Word to teenagers.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Reverb Prepcast. My name is Andy Blanks, and I'm the Director of Resource Development for Student Life. And I'm going to be your host for the duration of the drive portion of the Reverb Prepcast. As you probably know, Reverb is a year-long study divided up into 8 6-week units. Drive is a 6-week study that seeks to teach students all about God's mission in and for this world. This week's lesson is Lesson 1, God's Global Mission. The aim of this lesson is to teach your students that God's purpose is to bless His people so that His salvation and glory may be known in all the nations. This passage will focus on Psalm 67, 1-7. The goal is that your students will learn the connection between the blessing of God and the purpose of God, and that they will begin to value the need to be on God's mission. Now, before we get into the passage, we're going to take a quick look at the context surrounding this lesson's scripture. Of course, we know that the Psalms were written and collected over the course of several centuries. We know there are at least 6 different authors, and this includes David, Solomon, and Moses. But the writer of Psalm 67 is unknown. Now, the theme of this psalm appears to be one of thanksgiving, maybe for a plentiful harvest, but the psalm takes the form of a prayer for blessing for God's people. In this psalm, the Israelites ask God to bless them so that all nations might recognize that salvation comes only from Him. This prayer will ultimately be answered on the day when, at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Now let's look at the biblical passage. I'm going to read from the psalm, starting with verse 1 and reading down through verse 7. Psalm 67:1 begins, "May God be gracious to us and bless us and make His face shine upon us, that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. May the people praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the peoples justly and guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. Then the land will yield its harvest, and God, our God, will bless us. God will bless us, and all the ends of the earth will fear Him." Now that we've read the passage, let's examine the key point we are looking to drive home to your teenagers. Israel's motivation for asking God to be gracious to them, to bless them, and to make His face shine upon them stemmed from their belief that if other nations recognized that God's favor was upon Israel, then they would desire to know God themselves. Leviticus 20:26 speaks to this. It teaches that Israel recognized that God had called them to be a holy nation. Also, Isaiah 49:6 teaches this. It shows us that Israel recognized that God had called them to be a light for the Gentiles. See, the Israelites wanted to be noticed by the other nations in the hope that these nations would abandon their false god and turn to the one God who could lead them in the way of salvation. In a word, the Israelites were a vital part of God's mission. Your students need to recognize that they too have been commissioned by God to make His glory and salvation known throughout the world. The missionary call is not just for adults. God blesses students and youth groups so that they can be His witnesses locally and globally. Challenge your students to consider whether their lives bring glory to God. Are their lives marked by praise and thanksgiving to God for His many blessings? Remind them that non-believers are always watching them, observing their behavior and attitudes, and subsequently forming opinions about their God. Before we go, I want to take a moment and I want to pray for you and for your students, and then we'll wrap it up. Dear God, thanks so much for your word, Lord. Thank you for giving us your revelation, Father, that we can read it and learn about you and know about your plans for the world, your plans for us, and your desire to redeem all people. God, I thank you so much for the men and women who have given their lives to leading and teaching teenagers, to showing God's word to this generation of young people. Father, I pray for this man or woman listening to this podcast right now. I pray that the Holy Spirit would work within their lives to help them just be a voice, a mouthpiece for your truth, God. I pray for the students that will hear this, Father. I pray that their hearts will be transformed, Lord, and that they will understand the vital importance of making your name known in all the world. Lord, we ask all these things in your Son's name. Amen. Thanks for your commitment to teaching teenagers, and thank you for trusting us to help you do that. Please don't hesitate to call us with any questions or comments you have, and always be sure to visit www.studentlifebiblestudy.com for all the information you need on Student Life Bible Study. God bless. Have a great week.